smells.
This call is being recorded.
The ocean. Beware of the energy coming from the ocean. And if you can, feel your body there on the ocean. Be on the beach. As you're feeling your feet go into the sand, push your feet down into the sand. Feel the warmth of the sand as the sun is hitting it. And now it's a little bit cooler as your feet go down under the sand. And then move down a little bit toward the water. And push your feet into the sand at the water's edge. And feel the coolness of the water on your feet. But more importantly now, feel the energy of the water, the consciousness itself of the water. Feel yourself at the higher vibrations now. You're vibrating higher than you were previously in this astral space. And you can feel the consciousness, sense the consciousness of the water itself, and even of the sand. You can connect with life around you. Feel yourself now a part of that consciousness of the ocean. Feel yourself at one with the water. Say to yourself, I am one with the water. I am one with the water. I am one with the water. And as you do so, be aware of the ebb and flow of the ocean waves as they come in and go out, come in and go out. Matching your breathing. And then matching the breathing of Gaia herself, of the earth, Mother Earth. Breathing in and out, the waves being indicative of the breath, relaxing, calming, letting go of everything that is not a part of this consciousness now. Now, as you begin to feel yourself one with the earth and the breathing of the earth, become aware beyond the earth now of the breathing of the planets themselves in the solar system, Mars, of Mercury, Jupiter, all of the planets. And how they are ensouled by a being as well. And they breathe also. And you can begin to connect with their breathing, with their life force, as well as the sun now. Then going beyond the sun of the solar system to the central sun of the galaxy, consisting of many solar systems. And all of the solar systems in the galaxy have a central sun. And connecting with all of those, all the way to the central sun of the galaxy. And then finally, beyond the galaxy central sun, out into the many, many galaxies, the billions and billions of galaxies beyond our galaxy. And all of the central suns of those galaxies, all being ensouled by a great being, who also breathes and has consciousness. connecting with all of that, all the way to the central sun of the universe, consisting of billions and billions of galaxies, billions of central suns. Feel a connection to the all that is now, the source of all that is in this universe. I am the universe. The I am consciousness within you is the universe, and the universe is the I am consciousness within you. All are one. There is no separation. Beware of the consciousness all the way to the central sun of the universe, and how that central sun of the universe is building an energy, building a climactic energy, a force of energy that will eventually, at some point, be exploded out from this central sun of the universe, from source, coming down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, all the way to the central sun of our galaxy, through Alcyone herself, into through the sun of this solar system, through all of the planets, a pulse of energy, a force that is in the process of coming now. And will at some point manifest here in the physical 3D realm. But it will be a higher 3D realm. It will be actually into the fourth dimension when it occurs. For the event will not be survivable by those who are not at the higher vibrations. That is not to bring alarm. That is just to bring you a knowing. That all of vibration on the planet is rising. All of consciousness on the planet is rising. And it will rise to meet the event. Not that the event will lower itself to meet the lower energies. Now, as this momentous wave of energy strikes the earth, after its sojourn through the many billions of galaxies, see that energy now as a wave of energy flowing across the planet, bringing consciousness, higher consciousness with it, higher vibration with it. And the frequency of consciousness across the planet increasing. Bringing peace and love and oneness along with it. And all that will ensue as a result of this energy wave. the energy wave that has been building over a period of time now, as you have been bombarded by wave after wave after wave of higher energy coming into the planet, which will culminate with the event. Yourselves now begin to move back towards your physical body. Bring your astral body back from wherever you found yourselves, back towards your physical body. Merge back into your physical form. Bring that consciousness, that one consciousness, back in with you, so that you continue to feel that energy, feel that consciousness of the One for some time after now. I am Kara. It is always a pleasure to be with all of you, to be able to share, communicate in this way that will become much more known to you over the short period of times that are ahead in this old paradigm. For the new paradigm has begun. Even though you may not yet be aware fully of how things have changed and shifted dramatically, we, from our vantage point, can see the changes that are happening. We can see them, but you can feel them. You can sense them. They are happening quite rapidly now. And certainly, your discussion earlier of believing is seeing is all about this. Believe that the energies are coming into the planet. Believe that these waves have been coming in. Believe that the event is and will happen. Believe in your ability to manifest that which you want in your lives. Believe, 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 and you will see over and over and over again. And the more that you believe, then the more that you see, the more you will continue to have these experiences, as you had been sharing earlier. For it is all about now manifesting in the higher realms, in the higher vibrations. But in order to do that, in order to bring more immediate manifestation, you need to be in those higher vibrations. You need to feel the life all around you and within you, the consciousness of the One. And as you feel that, as you experience that, as you be that, you will manifest much, much quicker in your lives. But as you are in those higher vibrations, you will manifest those things that you want. Not those things that you do not want. Not those things that continue to be a development of your programming. Because you have all been programmed over and over and over for many lifetimes. But it was purposeful that you do so when you came here originally. So that you could be a part of this evolution, so that you could understand this evolution and be able to, as one, bring this evolution into a higher level of consciousness. And that is what you are all doing. And as you continue to believe that you can manifest what you want, then you can be in those higher vibrations that we have been speaking of, where you can then be in a place, literally, where you can be contacted by us. For that is what we, the Pleiadians, the Sirians, the Andromedans, the Antarians, etc., etc., all of us have been working to prepare you for, to prepare you not only for first contact, for that is already in process, but to prepare you for a full contact. Full contact, meaning that we can be there with you or you here with us, if that is what you desire. And many of you on this call, many of you in this group, many of you in many of the other groups across the planet desire this greatly, because you are reaching out once again to those that you have left so long ago, those families that you are a part of and that they are a part of you. I speak now of your multidimensional selves, as well as all of those that you left behind a long, long time ago. But as time is relative, after the reunions, after the delegations have come to the planet, and you have come to the delegations and actually become a part of those delegations, after all of this, you will be reunited with those families, those ones that are connected so strongly with each and every one of you. That is what is ahead for all of you. And all of us that are watching over this entire process, some simply watching, some participating at great levels, some even on the surface there, working together with those of your resistance force, your alliance. Many of us are working closely to bring all of these changes about that have been spoken of, all of the many processes that are in the works, both your financial processes, your governmental processes, all of those various areas that you have heard of, but that you know only still are happening behind the scenes, in the background. But for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, the information is there, the truth is there. All you need to do is reach out for that truth, and it will be revealed to you. And that truth will be revealed to a great many more across the planet, as it must be so. For the truth cannot be held back for much longer. And know that you, as the light workers and warriors, you are the truth. You are the way, the truth, and the life, and the light. You are that. Be that now. Be that shining light that reaches out beyond your three-dimensional awareness, reaches out to all of those who are ready to reach back to you. We're clamoring for the light, even though many of them do not even know what the light is yet, but they shall. For the light will reveal all that was held in the shadows. It is destined. You are destined. You are destined to be that light that reveals the shadows. I am Kara, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And that you continue to reach up to the skies. For as you do so, you will find us. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om, greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana, also standing by, ready to go, ready to do our thing, you might say. And we are so ready to continue on with this process of believing is seeing. It is so important that you continue to move in that direction, because your whole life, all of your lives will change as a result of this. Believe it and you will see it. Believe it and you will manifest it. It cannot not be so. But also remember that you can manifest what you don't want as well. So work on this. Work on your thoughts and the words that follow your thoughts. Do not think in your terms of being sick or ill or having any kind of maladies of any kind. Do not say things as, I am sick and tired of this. Do not say, you are driving me crazy. Do not say these things any longer, for you will manifest that which you believe, which is also part of your programming. It is time to move beyond your programming now and create new programs within your life. Think of yourselves as computers and the hard drive. And the hard drive that you have come into this life with is full of many things that you may not want in your lives. Erase the hard drive and replace it with those manifestations that you do want in your life. It sounds simple, we know. And from your point of view, it is not quite so simple to put into action. But in reality, it is quite simple. You just must believe it, and it will be so. Do you have questions now for One Who Serves and Shoshana? Anyone have questions? Are you unmuted on your phones now? You can now unmute your phones.
Hello.
Well, one who serves, this is Melinda, since nobody else spoke up, I guess I will. This isn't a very well-formed question, but I've been, the birthing of souls has come to my, come to my attention a few times, but I know that some souls are birthed out of the central sun of Alcyone. But then I've also heard that some souls are not birthed in that process. They're birthed in another way, and like the earth human souls maybe had a different birth process. Can you just talk a little about that?
What you are speaking about is a very vast topic here, and it cannot be explained in a very short time process here. But understand that there are billions, trillions, and more of this of souls. And they have many different birth processes, as you are calling it, many different ways that they have manifested over the long, long periods of time of consciousness here. And to begin to understand, you have to go all the way back to the beginnings of creation itself, and how those original souls were created, and how those original souls then created more souls from them, more experiences that they could each have and create, and then those souls then created more beyond that, and more, till that you have the trillions and trillions of souls that are in existence. And yes, more are created. As just as you, as an ascended being, when you have created or finished your ascension process, you will also then be able to create, go through this creation process and put down a portion of yourself, just as Sananda put down a portion of himself as Yeshua, and many others have done as well. And this is somewhat of an answer for your question, although it is much, much more involved than this. Shoshana, do you wish to add anything here?
We do not have any specific information to add. What we are curious about is, why is the question asked?
Well, I guess what I'm interested in more is earth human souls specifically. And you may have, or one of yours may have kind of answered my question, that he said that ascended souls could create more souls. But I'm wondering, I guess, if not non-ascended souls could create souls as well.
Do you wish to create a soul?
No, I'm curious about, I guess it kind of goes back to possibly like the pneumatic human beings and psychic human beings and hylic human beings. For instance, our soul group who was birthed out of Alcyone and are, I believe, pneumatics, and then are we walking also around with human beings who somehow have a different birth process, a soul birth process, where they are the psychic race? That's more of what I'm wondering.
There is a variety here. There are many skills, there are many gifts that each soul possesses. And each soul can evolve to the point where they possess those gifts. So if you are born with a gift, it is because you have accumulated that gift over eons of time and are presented with that gift to uplift and serve mankind and the universes itself. So it is a very, very complex subject. What we would say is there is no real separation or distinction. It is an accumulation of gifts that are learned over eons of time, if that helps.
Yeah, I do understand that as far as being as kind of a spiritual advancement type of a situation. I do understand that. So, yeah, okay. It doesn't really specifically answer my question about the majority of humanity, I guess. But
we do not answer this because it is not relevant. It is not relevant to your life today. What is more relevant to the human's life today is to learn to be the creator that they were meant to be and learn to ascend. That is what is important here.
Yes, and we would add here that in the ascension process, these types of answers that you are seeking will come as a result of going through your ascension.
Okay, very good. Thank you both.
All things will be added unto you.
Yes, all things.
Thank you.
Namaste, dear sister.
Yes, namaste.
This is Cheryl. I have a question.
Yes.
Hi, one who serves, and Shoshana. So my question is about water. We use water in our meditations. The water sings to us. Our human bodies are made up mostly of water. Can you tell us something that we have not heard about the water collective and its significance?
Are you speaking about the consciousness of water as a collective?
Yes.
That is something that also will come as a result of your moving into these higher vibrations and experiencing it directly. It is one thing to hear it from us, or to even experience it within your meditation. It is another thing to actually literally go down to the water's edge and feel the consciousness of the water, experience the water itself, experience the elemental forces within the water, and the resulting consciousness that is there and is reaching out to you if you are open to it. That in itself will explain a great deal to you if you would do it. It does not have to be the ocean. It can be a stream, a river, anything of this nature. But go beyond the three-dimensional awareness of the water and go into the water itself, the consciousness of the water. And when you do this, you will remember that you have done it many times before in your past lifetimes.
Yes, I understand. It just seems like such a significant part of Source. You know, it's as water, such an important element. And I wonder if it's in, you know, other universes. And it just seems like there's so much more. But yes, I will continue to explore. Thank you so much, and I love you.
Yes, Shoshana, anything
yes,
to add?
Yes, we have something to add. May we add our perspective, dear sister, to this question?
Yes, yes, please.
Water is the essence of life force. All that feel water feel their own life force dwelling in them. Water reminds them of life force and reminds them of who they really are as the life force. That is the significance of water. Water has its own consciousness, but the consciousness of water is life itself, and that is why life develops in water. The baby develops in this medium called water. All things develop inside of water as water lends life force to that which develops within. That is very significant. But what we would tell you is that the consciousness of water in its pure form is magnificence itself. However, humans can lend their consciousness to water, which could create something quite different. Humans often do create a negative force within that water because of their mindsets and their consciousness. If you have a clear beautiful spiritual consciousness, you can lend that to the worst of water, and it will join with you in uplifting itself to create purity. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, and beautifully said. Thank you, dear sister.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Hello, this is Dia, and I would like to talk to ask a question.
You're a little bit, what is your term, broken up here.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, a little bit better. Go ahead with your question.
Thank you. I am so grateful for the information that you just revealed, Shoshana and One Who Served, because in this meditation, I was guided to go to a very specific high point to oversee the ocean. And I was going there and I was feeling the water. And I was supposed to go there and talk to the water. And then when I did that, I just diluted on the water, and I don't remember if I talked to the water or not, but it's something about, I'm not very clear, and that is my question. Does it have to do with the creative process? That's my question. Thank you.
As well, the creative process.
Or the manifestation process, the manifesting process. I'm not sure. I just diluted on that water, and I don't...
Please restate your question,
yes,
sister, as it is really unclear as to what you are seeking, the information that you are seeking. So please restate your question, please.
When we unify ourselves with the water, can we use the energy of the water to create ourselves?
Yes. Clearly, yes.
Oh.
It is done every moment with every creature on the planet.
Can you elaborate on that and make me understand?
We would tell you, dear sister, to meditate on this. As what we gave in the previous answer to the previous question contained all the information you will need to understand that water's consciousness is the creative process itself.
Oh.
This is all you need to know. Water and the consciousness of water is the creative process of all things on this planet that are third dimensional entities.
Wow. I see.
So when you use water, it takes upon itself the consciousness of the one using it.
Oh.
So it is really important that you are careful with it.
Think if you would also in terms of your experiences, your various movies, all of those things that depict that idea of magic, wizardry, all of those things. And what do they most often utilize? They use the forces, the elemental forces, the earth, the wind, the fire, the water. And very important, because they are able to connect with the consciousness within those elemental forces. Much can come as a result of understanding how the elemental forces work with man's consciousness.
Yes, I see. Wow.
So you must know, as all that are listening to this call must have come to this conclusion by now, that you are all wizards.
Yes.
Yes. We are. And we can manipulate that forces of the four elements in order to create. Is
and
that
you,
what my message?
You do not manipulate them. You create with them.
Right, right.
Point process.
Wow. By using their consciousness energy, we can create.
It's a co-creative process.
Yes.
You must meditate on this, dear sister, and consume the information that will come to you in your meditation and use it.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Namaste.
We would say here that your questions have become quite deep over the years here from when they originally began, or we originally began this process of answering these questions, to what the questions are as being asked these days. Much, much higher in vibration, we would say. Would there be any other questions here now?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Greetings, one who serves. This is Orb. I have a friend who lives at our house named Melina. She's being attacked at night by an astral entity. Just a few nights ago, she woke up and a crab-like entity came from the ceiling in the corner and latched onto her hand and kind of burned her. But she somehow got it off her, but it was left a literal mark, which I saw. And she's wondering what is going on with her and why is she so vulnerable to these astral attacks. I was just wondering if you would comment. I suggested she get a reading from you to work it out. But
that is possible, but we would also say here that these types of experiences are, we would say, dwindling over times before. In other words, these types of experiences happened much more greatly in the times past. They are not happening as much now because of moving into the higher vibrations. You see, these types of manifestations, these types of entities, whatever you wish to call them, attachments, they cannot be in the higher vibrations. So if you continue to hold your vibrations high, then these types of things cannot interfere. They cannot come into your experience with you. But if one does not have the higher vibrations within them at the time, they are prone to not possession. We will not speak in terms of possession directly.
Intrusion
is a better word here. Yes, intrusion. Intruder can come in and influence that particular person, you see. So that is what can happen if they are not in the higher vibration. So we would say to one that is having this experience to work harder at being in the higher vibrations more and more often. In other words, be more joyful, be more grateful in your life. Find the joy in your life, find the beauty all around you. Do not focus on the ugliness around you. Focus on the beauty that is there. It is there if you look for it. That is what we would say here. Shoshana?
Yes, we have something to add. Brother, may we add our perspective to your question?
Oh, absolutely, Shoshana, absolutely.
Our brother Orv, who is a protector, who wishes to protect and to guide all those that come into his path, we would tell you this. This one that you speak of has a fear pattern. And you know of what we speak. She has a fear pattern. And when a human being has a fear pattern within their conscious mind, attract things that are fearful. So we would say, added to that which one who serves has so eloquently said, that this one must raise her vibration past this fear pattern, examine it, and see that her fear is opening a portal to these intruders. Fear is always the reason that these intruders can intrude. Does this make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. That was wonderful. Yeah, absolutely. Totally.
Namaste,
totally,
brother.
Thank you for that. That's great.
Namaste.
I love it. Thanks.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
Yes, one who serves, and Shoshana, this is Lorelei. I have a couple of questions, but I'm going to ask one. I'm picking one. Okay, so we got an email from the 144,000. They call themselves the 144,000 meditation group, and they were talking about that there was some dark cabal war going on right outside the atmosphere here, and that, you know, the light forces were fighting with the dark forces. And I don't know. I mean, one thing that made me question the whole thing was that they said, don't go out in the sun more than 20 minutes because the cabal has put something into the sunlight. I don't know what. So I'm not quite buying that, but I wanted to get your thought. I mean, is there any problem with us going out in the sun? And how valid is this about this war going on out there in our system?
Does the term poppycock mean anything to you?
Yes, I do.
See, these types of things are examples of those that are attempting to dissuade those of you, the light workers and warriors, from reaching out, as Kara has said, with the light. This is, and at times they may think that they are doing the right thing or that they are of the light themselves, but they are deluded in some ways by what the James has called earlier the glamour stage, where they believe they have arrived and they have not arrived. They are attempting to be something that they are not at this point yet. But whenever you hear someone say, do not go out into the sun because it is bad for you, yes, it would be bad for you if you sat in the hot sun in the midday in Phoenix, Arizona in the summer, and it was 110 degrees, and you sat there and were there for 20 minutes, a half hour, an hour. That would be quite bad for you. But that is the extreme here. It is wonderful for you to be in the sun every single day. Feel the sun's energy. It does not need to be for long. Minutes, 5, 10 minutes, even more if you can. It is very helpful for you, not only for the vitamin D that comes from this, but for the pranic energy that enters the back of your neck as a result of being in the sun's rays. The sun is bringing ascension to you. Do you understand this? This is why they, the dark forces, have done all they can to keep you from the sun, to keep you from being out in the sun, to put sunscreen on all of you, because they don't want the sun's rays to come in. Because if the sun's rays come in to your bodies with pranic energy, that is bringing you to your ascension, and they do not want you to ascend. They want to keep the status quo where they can be in control. They do not want you to be in control of yourselves. Take your power back and do what you know to do. You are this one who has asked this question. You already knew the answer to that. You know that the sun is very helpful for you. Utilize energies of the sun as exactly what it is meant to be. It is meant to nourish you and take you into the higher vibrational dimensions. Okay, Shoshana, anything to add here?
Did this one wish to add a comment? We hear a comment to be added?
Well, I was going to say it gets confusing when it seems like it's a resource that you trust and they say something like that. And then you go, okay, was I wrong all along to trust that resource or what?
Dear sister, may we add our perspective to your question?
Definitely.
Here's what we would say. Consciousness is vast with many corners, twists, and turns. There are many perspectives among you on this realm, in this realm, and all perspectives are valid. It is up to you to partake of that perspective as you wish. If you wish for a higher level of consciousness, then we would tell you not to read those things, not to partake in those stories, because in telling the story, it creates the reality. So as this group tells its story of the dark cabal and the wars and the fights and the sun and the evil and whatever, they create the story for human beings to follow and enlarge the story in the process of creation. You can create anything you would like. What do you wish to create? If you wish to create joy, love, compassion, understanding, light, then you cannot read those stories. Namaste.
Thank you. Would there be any further questions here now before we release channel?
We hear one.
Could I ask a second?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yes?
Okay, I just have a real quickie. I was wondering why President Trump eased up on the GMO regulations. What was that all about? We can't understand that.
That is what you would call a smokescreen. It is not in reality what he is doing. He is doing it to assuage, is that the right word here?
Assuage
the ones who are attempting to control the narrative here. And he is doing his part to play both sides at times. But he is very shrewd, this one, because he has the backing or the overlighting, we will say, of the Saint Germain. And much is happening as a result of this overlighting. So even though it appears at times that this one is moving in a direction that is opposite to what you would think a light worker would go in, it is certainly not the case here.
Great. Thank you.
Would there be any other further questions here? We do need to release channel here. Anything further? Then we are ready to release. Before we do, Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to share as a final message here?
We would share that based on the conversation today, believe what you wish to manifest. That includes all the things you read, all the things you hear, all the things that this one did and that one did and that group did, etc. What your president is doing, what your Congress is doing, what the world is doing. What we would tell you is clearly and completely focus your consciousness on what you wish to have in your life, what you wish to manifest, and that will come true for you because each individual is a reality unto itself and can create its life in whatever fashion it wishes to create. That is how powerful you all are. Please understand this. that nothing matters except what you believe. Namaste.
Wonderful. So be it. Dear Shoshana. And we would end here with this understanding that with your discussion earlier of believing is seeing, you are going to move toward that exact understanding more directly at the next advance. We are building toward that next advance. And the next one is going to include, as the James has already given in the meditation time, the advent or the reintroduction, we will say, of the star chakra and the connection that that has to manifestation. So this entire program, this entire theme for this next advance will be manifestation. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti, peace be with you.
Shanti.
Thank you.
Shanti.
Shanti.